Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1067. A Day in the Life. Lighter Training Day. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. A Day in the Life. Lighter Training Day by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. As I've mentioned before, successful training requires more than repeated intensity. If you constantly run yourself into the ground, it's only a matter of time before your body pays the price. Speaking as an active member of the 40-plus crowd, I believe it is essential to include lighter days to facilitate recovery and prevent burnout. Such days can still be challenging, but in a different way than what's experienced when lifting maximal loads or pushing yourself to the brink of exhaustion. Lighter training day sample, one of my lighter sessions. 1. Warm up with 10 to 15 minutes of hand-eye coordination. 2. Train 3 to 5 body weight exercises for approximately 15 minutes. For example, I might do push-ups, sit-up stand-ups, and rollouts. 3. Skip rope for 3 rounds. Each round is 3 minutes long with 30 seconds of rest in between. 4. Speed bag for 3 rounds, with each round being 3 minutes and 30 seconds of rest in between rounds. And 5. End the session with a brief finisher. For example, I'll do 5 minutes with a light sledge. Lighter day logic. As a former athlete and current coach to professional athletes, I know all about hard work and intensity. I am essentially hardwired to push myself. I don't know any other way. With that in mind, I must be certain that my lighter sessions don't include movements that will wear me out, because regardless of my intent, I always end up pushing myself during the session. Therefore, my lighter workouts consist of movements and activities such as hand-eye coordination training, bodyweight exercises, jumping rope, shadow boxing, light bag work, for example, speed bag and double end bag, light conditioning, for example, light sledgehammer swings, and hiking. Hand-eye coordination warm-up. I begin almost all of my light sessions with a hand-eye coordination warm-up. Challenging hand-eye coordination isn't physically taxing and has obvious benefits for athletes. Such work is also excellent for the brain. That's all the reason I need to challenge my hand-eye coordination regularly. During my light workouts, I simply pick a handful of activities, for example, juggling variations, using a reflex ball, etc., and perform them randomly for 10 to 15 minutes. I don't track sets or reps. I just move from one activity to the next based on how I feel. It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that to be effective. Lighter work is subjective. When looking at my list of bodyweight movements, it's important to note that what is light for one athlete may be strenuous for another, and that's why I've always been hesitant to share day-in-the-life workouts. I don't want anyone to blindly copy what I'm doing. Instead, it's important to tailor the workout to suit your own abilities and needs. For example, my lighter session included standing rollouts. Earlier in my life, that exercise would have been considered intense. Yet, after performing rollouts for 20-plus years, I'm no longer at risk of wearing myself out with the movement. That same logic applies to the sledgehammer. The sledge that I used for this session was only 6 pounds. I regularly swing a hammer that is much heavier, so dropping down to the 6 pounds is not going to wear me out. Sure, my heart will be beating, but I can quickly recover from the work. Volume. In addition to monitoring intensity, I'm also careful to minimize volume. In fact, I don't even keep track of reps. Instead, I limit myself to small blocks of time while never pushing myself to failure. For instance, you can see how I limited myself to 15 minutes of calisthenics. Naturally, only so much volume can accumulate during such a short block of time. The same logic holds true for timed rounds with tools such as a speed bag or jump rope. As you heard, I only performed 3 rounds of each. 3 rounds are not enough to wear me out, regardless of my pace and intensity. Final thoughts. In summary, as an active coach in my 40s, I need to be fresh for my athletes. Running myself into the ground each time I train will not only break my body down, but also hinder my ability to perform my job. Thus, while I still enjoy hard sessions, I also have days where I intentionally back off the intensity and volume. I firmly believe that these lighter days have been instrumental in allowing me to feel no different in my 40s as I did in my 20s or 30s. Physically, I don't feel like I've declined at all. So, if you enjoy hard work like me, consider adding some lighter days on occasion to help you continue feeling fresh as the weeks, months, and years pass. Your future self will thank you. You just listened to the post titled, A Day in the Life, Lighter Training Day, by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When Ross was discussing incorporating hand-eye coordination movements, he mentioned something that was absolutely right. Scientists have discovered that these types of exercises can improve the health of the brain. Specifically, we're learning that incorporating exercises that involve coordination and balance can be effective for keeping the brain young. Let me share with you a great beginner exercise. Stand up, making sure your posture is perfect. Okay, ready? Now close your eyes. Believe it or not, this is the first exercise. Just standing up and closing your eyes. Did you lose your balance? Or were you able to maintain your standing position? If you were able to continue standing up with perfect posture and without losing your balance, congratulations. You're good to move on and try the next step. But believe it or not, some folks will start to sway back and forth and feel like they're about to lose their balance. That just means you need more practice. But again, if you didn't start to sway or lose your balance, you're ready for the next step. Now, before you try it, find some place that will allow you to hold on to something stable in case you lose your balance with this next step. Ready? Okay, so close your eyes again. Make sure your feet are together. And then once they're together and you're standing with perfect posture, take a small step forward with your right foot. Did you lose your balance? If you did, that's okay. It just means this is something you may want to practice. Close your eyes again, put your feet together, stand with perfect posture, and then take a small step forward with your left foot. Was that any better, or was it the same? Again, if you felt like you were going to fall over, it just means you may want to work on some moves that incorporate balance and coordination. And something like yoga, practicing yoga can help quite a bit. This is because so many of the moves require that you contort the body into various positions that require balance and coordination. And if you do incorporate this regularly, your brain might just thank you. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.